Lesson 6. Work to learn. Don't work for money. In 1995, I granted an interview with a newspaper in Singapore. The young female reporter was on time, and the interview got underway immediately. We sat in the lobby of a luxurious hotel, sipping coffee and discussing the purpose of my visit to Singapore. I was to share the platform with Zig Ziglar. He was speaking on motivation, and I was speaking on the secrets of the rich. "Someday I'd like to be a best-selling author like you," she said. I'd seen some of the articles she'd written for the paper, and I was impressed. She had a tough, clear style of writing. Her articles held a reader's interest. "You have a great style," I said in reply. "What holds you back from achieving your dream?" "My work doesn't seem to go anywhere," she said quietly. "Everyone says that my novels are excellent, but nothing happens. So I keep my job with the paper. At least it pays the bills." "Do you have any suggestions?"
"Yes, I do," I said brightly.
"A friend of mine here in Singapore runs a school that trains people to sell. He runs sales training courses for many of the top corporations here in Singapore. And I think attending one of his courses would greatly enhance your career." She stiffened.
"Are you saying that I should go to school to learn to sell?"
I nodded. "I have a master's degree in English literature. Why would I go to school to learn to be a salesperson? I'm a professional."
She was now packing her briefcase forcibly. The interview was over.
On the coffee table sat a copy of my first book. I picked it up as well as the notes that she jotted down in her legal pad. "Do you see this?" I said, pointing to her notes. She looked down at her notes.
"What?" she said, confused.
Again, I pointed deliberately to her notes. On her pad, she'd written, "Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author." It says, "best-selling author," not "best writing author." Her eyes widened immediately. "I'm a terrible writer. You're a great writer. I went to sales school. You have a master's degree. Put them together and you get a best-selling author and a best writing author."
Anger flared from her eyes. "I'll never stoop so low as to learn how to sell. People like you have no business writing. I'm a professionally trained writer, and you're a salesman. It's not fair."
The rest of her notes were put away, and she hurried out through the large glass doors into the humid Singapore morning. At least she gave me a fair and favorable write-up the next morning. The world is filled with smart, talented, educated, and gifted people. We meet them every day. They're all around us. I'm constantly shocked at how little talented people earn. I heard the other day that less than 5% of Americans earn more than $100,000 a year. I've met brilliant, highly educated people who earn less than $20,000 a year. A business consultant who specializes in the medical trade was telling me how many doctors, dentists, and chiropractors struggle financially. All this time, I thought that when they graduated, the dollars would pour in. It was this business consultant who gave me the phrase, "They are one skill away from great wealth." What this phrase means is that most people need only to learn and master one more skill, and their income would jump exponentially. I have mentioned before that financial intelligence is a synergy of accounting, investing, marketing, and law. Combine these four technical skills, and making money with money is easier. When it comes to money, the only skill most people know is to work hard. The classic example of a synergy of skills was that young writer for the newspaper. If she diligently learned the skills of sales and marketing, her income would jump dramatically. If I were her, I would take some courses in advertising copywriting as well as sales. Then instead of working at the newspaper, I would seek a job at an advertising agency. Even if it were a cut in pay, she'd learn how to communicate in shortcuts that are used in successful advertising. She also would spend time learning public relations, an important skill. She would learn how to get millions in free publicity. Then at night and on weekends, She could be writing her great novel. When it was finished, she'd be better able to sell her book. Then in a short while, she could be a best-selling author.